The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So, again, welcome. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to this moment of being present, being human and being alive. So the topic of this week, Vedana, as I mentioned, translated as feeling tone, as valence, as hedonic tone. It's a very important teaching in Buddhism. And I would say that it's a very perceptive teaching. It's a very perceptive teaching about how being human operates, how our perceptions operate, how being in the world operates. And there is so much to discuss about it. So I'm delighted to be sharing the next 5 days exploring this. We could take more time to explore it, but let me start by saying that in the four foundations of mindfulness teachings in the Satipatthana Sutta, four foundations, or translated as the four establishments of a mindfulness teaching, which is a very basic, is one of the most important teachings. It's where many of the instructions are pulled out of. The four foundations, the first foundation is the body. So there are six different ways in the sutta, in the Satipatthana Sutta, to explore the body. Breathing, posture, activities, etc., etc., etc. The second foundation of mindfulness is Vedana. And then the third one, just to complete the list, the third one being mind, ordinary states of mind, higher states of mind, and the fourth one being dhammas, or mental objects, translated as hindrances, etc. It's aggregates, sense spheres, awakening factors, noble truths. There's a lot in that last one. But Vedana, feeling tone, this seemingly simple teaching, it seems like a very, very simple teaching. It's the shortest Satipatthana. It's the shortest foundation. If you read the whole sutta, this section is the shortest. Huh, interesting. And it seems seemingly the most simple. And yet, it is profound. It's so profound that it has its own foundation, right? It hasn't been tucked in with the body or the mind or with the other foundations. It's a whole, ta-ta, it has a whole foundation, all this teaching all to itself. It's that important. And just to say, the Buddha in Anapanasamyutta, the Buddha compares the four Satipatthanas, the four foundations, to four chariots coming from four directions and each scattering a heap of dust at the intersection. And you can think of the heap of dust at the intersection as the delusions, greed, hatred, and delusions. So each of these four foundations, if you write them alone, it will take you all the way to awakening. And yet, even though each is effective on its own, together they're most effective, practicing all of them together, which is why, for example, we don't just practice breathing and body, mindfulness of the body and breathing. We also practice mindfulness of mind and being aware of aggregate hindrances, etc., etc., as as many of you have been covering with Gail over the weeks. So Vedana, feeling tone, also is a very important one, and practicing it alone can take you all the way, and also practicing it together with others especially. So this is one place where this profound teaching of Vedana, feeling tone, shows up, and it shows up in other places too. But today we'll spend time with this one as an introduction. So just to share with you how it shows up in the Satipatthana Sutta, and how, and reading from the sutta translated by Bhikkhu Anālaya, this translation, and how, practitioners, does one, in regard to feeling tone, abide contemplating feeling tone? I'm changing some words because the word here uses feelings, but Vedana doesn't exactly mean feelings, because to our, for us, the word feelings is a little overloaded. We confuse it with emotions. It's too complicated. Feelings, we think feelings, you know, is to break into song, or I break into song. It's, whereas feeling tone is so basic, pleasant, unpleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. It's very, very simple. It's a foundational teaching. So just to finish reading this, I'll say a little more in a moment. So, and how, actually, I'll use the word Vedana, if that's okay with you. Vedana, because the word itself, I think, really captures, whereas feelings or hedonic tone, they're all a little, there they come around it. But that's a definition. Perception of pleasant, unpleasant, neither unpleasant nor unpleasant, or neutral, we call it. So to read this paragraph from the first Satipatthana, and how, practitioners, does one, in regard to Vedana, abide contemplating Vedana? Here, when feeling a pleasant Vedana, one knows, I feel a pleasant Vedana. When feeling an unpleasant Vedana, one knows, I feel an unpleasant Vedana. When feeling a neutral Vedana, one knows, I feel a neutral Vedana. So this feeling tone, Vedana, again, it's not emotions, it's not feelings, it's so much simpler. It's just this valence associated with every moment of perception, that every moment of perception has feeling tone associated with it. It's actually quite profound. When you start practicing with this, and when your mind becomes used to noticing it, for example, throughout the day, you'll notice how everything that shows up in your sphere of experience is perceived either as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. In fact, a lot of times, if we're not really trained, we don't even notice the pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. And we're all the way into reactivity. I don't like it, make it go away, or I want more of this. And we never, ever notice the beginnings. We never, ever notice that, subtle, the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral that was associated. That the mind perceived the object to be. And again, when I talk about objects, it's sensation. So just as you're sitting, whatever sensation shows up. Maybe it's the breath. Maybe it's the sensation of your bottom on the chair or the cushion. Just pause for a moment. Pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Just becoming aware. And my invitation is, I'll say one more thing before I give the invitation for today, as I'd like to invite you to get your mind swimming in noticing Vedana so that the next few days we can add more layers to it. But I'll add one more thing, a couple more things. One is that as a basic building block of experience, there's even maybe something similar in single-celled organisms where all they do is kind of notice and move towards or move away from external stimuli. And to think of even, single-celled organisms, they have this basic like, oh, pleasant, moving towards, oh, unpleasant, moving away from. Except that for us human beings, we're so much more complicated. And it's not just about survival and our noticing pleasant, unpleasant, but there's so many associations. Really, our perception, our perspective, as you will see in your own exploration, our perspective shapes how we perceive something to be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Our perception, our perspective really shapes and forms it in addition to many other things. So as I trust where you will notice this week, Vedana, this feeling tone, is not inherent in the object. It's not that a particular sound is pleasant or unpleasant. My perception makes it so. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. So the last thing I want to say before the invitation is there are two different types of Vedana mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta. One is translated by different translators differently. Bhikkhu Bodhi translates it as worldly and unworldly. Worldly and unworldly. And the worldly basically is the feeling tones of sense of the six body, six doors, the six doors. And the unworldly is that was, so basically, sorry, let me be clear. So there are three worldly and three unworldly. So the worldly is also translated by other translators, actually Gill likes to translate it as of the flesh. So kind of what you sense physically in your experience, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, sounds are pleasant or unpleasant, or thoughts, especially thoughts, notice thoughts are pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. So that's the worldly or of the flesh, or what I prefer is hedonic. So the hedonic category, there are three. And then there is the unworldly, with Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation, or not of the flesh with Gill's translation. And how I like to relate to it is eudaimonic, which relates to these internal states. So when you sit and you practice, so these are born from within, kind of born of the mind, not of the experiences. So when you're sitting and you're in meditation and there's a sense of delight, calm arises. Oh, pleasant Vedana. That is that category, the category of unworldly, not of the flesh, eudaimonic. It's kind of what arises in meditation. And the question always comes up, okay, the pleasant we know, there's plenty of pleasant in meditation. What's the unpleasant? And the sutta says that has to do with the wanting to practice but not being able to, not having the circumstances. That's the frustrated desire for practice can give rise to unpleasant, unworldly, or eudaimonic Vedana. Anyway, I think there was more there, but I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to go too over time. Okay, so dear ones, so my invitation for today is to notice Vedana. Again, not make it forceful, but as you're going through your day and you are thinking about something, maybe it's going on, like, okay, is this thought, what's the valence of it? Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? Oh, unpleasant. Wow, no wonder why I'm feeling so tight. You know, you can start to see all these valences, all these feeling tones everywhere in your field of experience. And you'll start to notice more and more things about it, I bet, today. So that's the invitation. Again, not go out and look for it, but just be curious about it as it comes to you, to notice that every experience, as we talk more about, has Vedana affiliated with it. It's astounding when you start to see it. It's both fun and wild and eye-opening. So, and here's an invitation also. If you start to notice things and you start to have things that you've never noticed before, and if you'd like to share them, you're welcome to share them. You can send me an email if you wish through my website, which is nikkimirgafori.com. On the contact page, you can send me an email address. You can send me an email. If you wish to share your observations today, and tomorrow I will share a handful with the Sangha, because the chat is a little unwieldy for me to keep track of in real time tomorrow. But if you like to share a few an observation comes up for you that you'd like to share with the Sangha today, like, wow, I didn't notice, then that'd be lovely. Let's practice together. I so look forward to spending this week together, dear ones. So, blessings to all of you. Wishing you freedom, goodness, and ease. Take good care.